When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret. Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer. Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back into the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. Governor, thanks for being with us. Appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. Great to be on your show today.
So one thing that's gotten a lot of attention from certainly conservatives in recent weeks and months are the revelations about transgender surgery on minors, sometimes as young as 12 or 13 years old. You are leading an effort in your state to stop this practice, at least in the hospital system. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, well, first off, we were totally shocked. I mean, every governor, you know, citizens around the country, we need to find out what's happening, because we found out there were these, you know, gender transition surgeries, which are really, you know, sterilizing minors and doing permanent surgeries to, you know, 12, 13, 14 year olds. And so we put a stop to it. We blocked funding. I called the legislature to stop that, you know, statewide, make sure we put a ban on that. I don't think taxpayers want this to happen in their state. I mean, especially minors, this is really troubling to me. These are healthy children, and you should not permanently do something, you know, or allow that to be done in your state. And so I think it's pretty common sense to us.
Yeah, I think it's 100%, Governor. This is Clay. I appreciate you coming on with us. The analogy I would draw here is you can't get a tattoo till you're 18, but we're letting gender reassignment surgeries happen for 14 or 15 year olds. I mean, it's madness. What kind of opposition, if any, lined up against this? And what did the numbers look like in Oklahoma in terms of the politicians who supported you?
You know, you had it's so ridiculous that we're so politicized. But every single Democrat, I believe, maybe two Democrats in our legislature voted against it. All of them voted for it. All the rest of the Democrats voted against this bill that the legislature put on my desk. And we have a majority Republican conservative legislature in Oklahoma. So every one of the Republicans voted to say, yeah, this is nonsense. I think 95% of citizens believe in traditional family values. And so to allow somebody to harm their child or to permanently change something, I mean, we can have the conversation. I'm happy to talk about if you're an adult and you're 18 or 19 or 20 and you want to do something, you know, on your own dime. But for the state to pay for this for a minor, we're just not going to tolerate it in Oklahoma.
How crazy is it to you? Let's just be honest. Pretend you're not the governor, right? You're a dad. I'm a dad. How crazy is it to you? Your kids are young, that Democrats would make their entire party position that this should be able to occur.
You know, I mean, I tell people, you know, just privately before, I mean, this would, this would make our grandparents roll over in their graves thinking about this. This is the most unbelievable thing ever. And I think that the Democrats have gone so far left and made this part of their platform and the hill to die on, and they're losing the Hispanics. You know, a lot of the Hispanics, African Americans, the Pakistanis, the Asians in Oklahoma, they constantly are reaching out to me just saying, what in the world is happening? I voted Democrat before, but I can't stand for this. We're fathers. We want to protect young people. Like you said, minors can't, we don't give them a driver's license and give them a car at 12 or 14 and say, be responsible. We're going to let them alter, their
life. We don't let them buy beer until they're 21 and we let them cut their genitals off at 14. I mean, I don't even understand how this is remotely, first of all, I think it's child abuse, but the idea that this would be a Democrat platform is truly insane to me.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right, and they're losing. The far extremists are losing this. This isn't about attacking any one person. This is about protecting young people. This is about, there's a lot of things that, you know, you're not, your mind and your frontal lobe is not fully developed until you're in your 20s. And so to allow people to life-altering change and let parents, I agree with you. I think it's child abuse, and we took the first step to ban it in Oklahoma.
We're speaking to Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma. Governor, you have spent time down at the border. You've seen the lawlessness and the chaos and the impact on border communities firsthand. I just saw yesterday the official fiscal year count for gotaways. I want to say it was between 600,000 and 800,000, which is in addition to the 5 million people who have entered illegally on the full 2 years of Biden's time in office, or whatever it is, year and change, going on 2 years. What does it mean for your state? What are the impacts that you're seeing? And just also, have you ever seen a border that is this wide open before?
You know, I haven't. You know, it'll be 1 year ago tomorrow that myself and 10 other governors, we went down to the border with Governor Abbott in McLean, Texas, and held a press conference. We released a 10-point plan. Prior to that, 26 governors sent President Biden a letter asking for a meeting, and crickets, nothing. Can you imagine over half of your customers or half of your employees wanting a meeting with the boss, and he won't even respond? So we released a 10-point plan. You know, we have to have a remain in Mexico policy, and that would change everything, because right now, you're free to be released into the U.S. if you just touch the border. And, oh, by the way, here's a piece of paper. Show back up in 2 years at a court date. It's just nonsense. It's creating the migration. And now $20 billion is the estimate that this is costing taxpayers from open border, the cost to taxpayers from illegal immigration that are just pouring across. But in Oklahoma specifically, fentanyl is the leading cause of death. I think that's across America now. We know those drugs are coming through the southern border. Then you talk about terrorists and you talk about all the getaways. We have to have strong borders. And I also want to say this. This is totally different than an attack on the Hispanic community. We have a fantastic, hardworking Hispanic community in Oklahoma, but we have to have strong borders. We have to know who's coming through our borders. We need correct immigration policy.
Governor, this is shifting gears a little bit. I know you're a big Oklahoma State fan. Oklahoma is leaving to go to the SEC, one of the great rivalries in all of sports, certainly college football, is Bedlam in your state. It appears it's going to be coming to an end. Can you do anything as governor to try to keep that rivalry going?
Oh, man, we would love to. You're right. Bedlam is a huge deal. We play that game in Thanksgiving, and so we hope so. I'm talking to the legislature, the university presidents, to see what we can do. And it's complicated when they go to different conferences, and having a non-conference game with another team is going to be difficult. You know, I'm going to be down in Texas on Saturday flipping the coin with Governor Abbott. The Red River rivalry is a big one. OU Texas, that rivalry will continue because they're both going to be moving conferences together. But I hope we can do something to keep it going.
And Governor, you know, we were just talking about the migration to Florida before, and the migration that has been going on to Texas, particularly from the coast, from the New York area and from California, has been ongoing for years. What kind of inflows to your state of Oklahoma are you seeing? And for anyone who's wondering, what policies either Florida or Texas have enacted successfully. What are the ones that you're also doing in Oklahoma? I mean, we'd like to see sort of the spreading of good policies and ideas to all states with red governors.
Oh, well, first off, you know, not per capita, but true numbers, Oklahoma is 11th in the country right now in migration. So people are waking up to our pro-freedom, pro-business policies, traditional family values. We've got the cheapest electricity to the consumer and businesses. So manufacturing people are coming because we've got an all-of-the-above energy approach. I cut taxes last year for every single business, every single Oklahoman. So just amazing things. Our regulatory environment in Oklahoma is so much better than the coast. I'm a businessman that became governor 4 years ago. I'd never been in politics. And so I bring that business perspective that we want our regulatory bodies working with industry. We never play gotcha. We're clear with the rules, but we let businesses go compete against each other. And that's why people are flooding here because of that. But yeah, we're seeing the same kind of migration. I kind of joke, though, that if you move here from California, you know, I had to wait 18 years to vote, so they should have to wait 18 years before they vote here, too. So,
Governor, we talked to start the show about everything going on with the energy policy. You were just talking about the impact, certainly, that energy has in Oklahoma. You're right there by Texas. When you see that OPEC is diminishing their oil production by 2 million barrels, and certainly you live in a region where you guys have produced a lot of oil and gas over the years, how much of a disaster is Joe Biden's energy policy for Oklahomans and based on what you guys certainly know about American energy production?
Yeah, well, so for everybody listening to your show, just set politics aside for a second. Every single president of the United States, whether Republican or Democrat, since 1973, has had an energy independence policy. That makes common sense for Americans. Let's meet the needs of our citizens with our own resources, our own companies, our own employees. This administration, they want to buy oil from Russia. They want to buy it from the Saudis. They want to ask them to increase. They want to be reliant on other countries when we have the resources in our own country to take care of our needs, because we're still driving to work and heating our homes and businesses and taking our kids to soccer practice and football practice. So demand is the same, but they choke off supply, and then they scratch their head when everything costs more. The same people that they try to help, they're actually harming. Because it's the people at the lower income bracket that pay a higher percentage of their money on groceries and gasoline. And so it's so frustrating and such common sense that we have to have these honest conversations. And by the way, Oklahoma, everybody thinks we're just an oil and gas state. I'm so proud of our oil and gas industry. We're actually number four in oil, number three in natural gas, but we're number two in wind energy production. We're not afraid of renewables at all. But let's have an honest conversation about meeting the needs of Americans with our own resources.
Governor Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma. Governor, we appreciate you making the time for us, sir. Thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So I want to tell you guys a story quickly here. I was going into closing on a house, and I had a problem. There was some collection against me. I got word of this through my friends at Norton LifeLock. There was $1,000 that I owed to some cable company, but I had never even had that cable company. How's this possible? Oh, someone used my information online to run up $1,000, and this hurt my credit, and now I'm going into a closing, and I'm looking at getting a raid on a house. I mean, you can imagine the mess this is, right? But the good news is I had Norton LifeLock. So I called them up. I had a Norton LifeLock specialist on the phone right away, and she helped me get this whole thing cleared up, got it totally removed from my credit, got it totally wiped away. No more collection, no more craziness. Identity theft, my friends, can happen so quickly. It happens to people all the time. Do you want someone watching your back? One, to alert you, as I just said, and two, to help you if somebody does steal your stuff. Saves you so many hours of time. I've been a Norton LifeLock customer for years. This is just something you need to have. It's like insurance for your personal identity online to make sure that there's someone who's got your back if it gets stolen. LifeLock is something everybody should have. LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists, including the ones that I worked with, and you need to get them too, just in case this happens, because it happens all the time. Get LifeLock right now, 24/7 online identity theft protection. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK, that's promo code B-U-C-K, when you go to lifelock.com for 25% off. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are rolling through the Wednesday edition of the program. Our thanks to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, who was fantastic. We got a couple of people who want to weigh in, 800-282-2882. Try to throw in some calls every now and then. And let's go first to Amber in Edgewater. She's down in Florida, just moved from Huntington Beach. So you moved California to Florida, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Why did you make the move?
Oh, there's a plethora of reasons. It just got it got too hard financially, and then the education system as well. So we were ended up losing money out of savings and didn't like the direction of our finances, and searched and ended up here in Florida. We got the best bang for our buck.
How happy are you with the Florida move?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bittersweetness. I absolutely love my town of Huntington Beach, which is still fighting politically to save its city council. But I'm loving it. There's, you know, certain aspects of freedom I didn't realize that I had lost, even though I'm aware of many of them that I did lose in California. There's little things waking up to, and cheaper gas by a lot.
All right.
No doubt. Well, there is a world, Buck, where the 2024 election should be, if we were really going to have a referendum on COVID, Florida versus California, Gavin Newsom versus Ron DeSantis, who was the better executive of a large state during COVID? That feels like if you were like a boxing promoter, that's the fight you would set up.
By the way, I was a big proponent, and Amber, thank you for calling in from Edgewater, Florida. I was a big proponent of, if we're just lining up the best matchup possible, it should have been Trump, Bernie Sanders, really.
Yeah.
Instead of Joe Biden, because with Bernie, you actually get what the Democrat Party really is now.
Yes.
Joe Biden, the whole game with him was, oh, he's been in the game a long time. He's not crazy, Joe. He's going to keep things right down the middle. All lies.
Yes.
The policies you've gotten with Joe Biden are just a razor's edge difference from what you would have gotten with a Bernie Sanders presidency. That's just
so
the
truth.
I mean, look what they just did with the spending. He wanted to spend $5 trillion with record inflation already. I mean, it's lunacy. Joey in Miami Beach, Florida, I got to say, love Miami Beach. How you doing, Joey?
I'm good, guys. Great show. Joey here is Sunny Isles Beach via Union, New Jersey. And so happy me and the wife and the family made the move down here. And if our governor, great Governor DeSantis, is listening, all we want to say to him is run, Ron, run.
That's so interesting, Joey, because I get a lot of Clay, there are a lot of Floridians who are like, you take the rest of the country, take their hands off our DeSantis. They get very, very possessive.
No, look, I think there are a lot of people out there who are in Florida that love what Ron DeSantis has done and are apprehensive about the idea of him running for president because they don't want to lose him as governor, which is the ultimate endorsement of how good of a governor he's been.
I'll be honest with you. You know, as somebody who had lived in New York City proper for decades, the mayor mattered, right? I knew the mayor mattered a lot. The governor, the governor was like Pataki, and it was, you know, a few other people here and there. The governor, I think, for a lot of people, became a much more important role, and they realized the power they have because of COVID. With COVID, all of a sudden, your governor mattered a whole heck of a lot.
Which is why we say the DeSantis beating Gillum is maybe the most consequential governor's race of any of our lives, almost. Just because if Gillum wins, there are a lot less freedoms everywhere. He turns Florida into New York or California. It also, Buck, made a lot of people realize, COVID did, how important school boards are. Because I'll be honest, I hadn't really cared that much. My kids are in public school. I never really thought about it until I saw that school board and what they were doing. And COVID made me recognize it in a way that I never have before.
Yeah. Well, I hope a lot of parents are still upset about the child abuse that their children were subjected to by the school system by making them mask up and even sit outside in cold weather because of COVID. Hillsdale College is on a mission, my friends, the same mission they've been on since the 1850s when the college was established in a Midwest town, Hillsdale, Michigan. Their mission has been to explain and defend our nation's liberties and freedoms. That's one of the founding principles that has made our country the envy of the world. Hillsdale professors don't just educate that point on their campus, but far beyond. Their string of online video series is the perfect example. They've produced more than a dozen on-demand video courses, each one explaining our freedoms in different ways. Their most popular course to date, Constitution 101. Their newest course, it's called The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. Enroll in one of these free, wonderful courses from Hillsdale, and after you've learned and are wiser for it, please spread the word. Encourage your friends and family to sign up too. Begin your free, totally free, folks, Hillsdale College course today at clayandbuck4hillsdale.com. That website again for your free Hillsdale College course. Go check it out this week, this weekend. clayandbuck4hillsdale.com.
Herschel's going to win, and they're starting to see it. Herschel's going to win, so they're going to throw everything under the sun at him. I talked to Herschel today. Herschel is a great candidate. He's focused on the right issues. The Democrat Warnock has to defend all of his bad votes in the Biden agenda. That's going to hurt Democrats all across the country. We're going to get the House, we're going to get the Senate, and we're going to start moving in a positive direction to get this economy going, make sure we have a great education system, keep this country safe. I believe that we're going to have a big win, and I'm excited. The Herschel Walker will be one of my colleagues.
Herschel Walker under fire right now from the Lib Media because of a Daily Beast report that we told you about. That was Senator Rick Scott of Florida who was saying, look, Herschel's going to pull this out, and he's going to be a very strong member of the United States Senate when he gets it done. The Libs know that this may be it. It could come down to Georgia. I mean, based on how these other races go, we're hopeful that Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, all going to go in the Republican category. But who knows? Herschel is in a dead heat, really. I mean, up a couple points, down a couple points. Look at the poll. Look at the day. You can find different numbers. And, Clay, here's what I'd say about it. This is obviously an October surprise. It's October. Time to try to torpedo a candidacy, you know, whether it's a Billy Bush tape on the bus, remember that with Trump, or now it's this, the allegation, which Herschel completely denies. But there's some paperwork that they say is a check from Herschel to pay for the abortion of a girlfriend that he had in 2009. There are a lot of layers to this. I start with the premise, and I'd hat tip my friend David Harsanyi over at the Federalist for this. I agree with him on this. This changes nothing. Changes nothing about Herschel's candidacy for me, because first of all, people are allowed to evolve in their understanding and their positions over time. What's the alternative? As somebody who is a major proponent of the pro-life cause, what are you supposed to do in this instance? Go with Warnock, who wants abortion for all 9 months of a pregnancy? That's going to really show the pro-abortion movement how consistent we are on the right. One thing the Democrats and the left love to try to do, other than smear people and lie about them, and I don't know if this is true about Herschel. He denies it. They have paperwork. People can make their own conclusions or come to their own conclusions about that. Voters can. But Clay, we're not going to allow the left's complete abandonment of principle to be a weapon that they use against us by saying, you have an imperfect candidate, therefore you shouldn't vote for him. Vote for our incredibly bad candidate on the Democrat side.
Democrats reelected Ted Kennedy 6 times after he killed a woman in Chappaquiddick. 6 times. He is one of their lions of left-wing causes. They are running John Fetterman right now, who nearly died in May, has been dishonest about his entire health history, and can't physically do the job as senator, and trying to lecture people about Georgia. Here's what I believe in general, and this is my personal position. Everyone can think differently. I try not to make a choice about who I'm voting for based on the personality of a candidate, because we don't know these people. Now, I know Herschel a little bit. I like him, but it's not like I've spent time with Herschel privately. It's not like I've had a long existing relationship with him. What I know beyond a shadow of a doubt is Joe Biden is the worst president that has ever existed in my lifetime. We've never had a worse president. My opinion, shadow of a doubt. The number one thing that I have to decide, if I believe that, which I do, is how can I keep Joe Biden from doing more damage to this country than he has already done? And the answer is a Republican House and a Republican Senate to check Joe Biden's powers. That means Herschel Walker, if I were a Georgian, not only would I vote for him, I would be proud to vote for Herschel Walker. This is not a remotely difficult choice for me. I'm not going to allow an entirely personal-based attack, right? That's what this is. That's what the New York Times, when they said he wasn't black enough on Sunday, Daily Beast comes out on Monday and says, oh, he's not pro-life enough. They are going after him personally because he is winning, and they are desperate to control the United States Senate. And for any Georgian out there listening to me, don't allow yourself to be played by the Daily Beast and the New York Times. Herschel had his best day of fundraising of his campaign yesterday because I think a lot of Republicans, Buck, when I was saying the DeSantis analogy, a lot of Republicans understand that when you're getting attacked by the media, it's actually a sign that they fear you and you should support that person even more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the line from our friend Ann Coulter is so true. If the New York Times isn't calling you racist, you're losing. I mean, it's, you know, when you're doing well is when they get really nasty, right? When you're doing a good job and you're making the points is when all of a sudden they, you know, start saying, oh, somebody said, do you remember the stuff they said about Mitt Romney? Just put aside what we think about Mitt Romney these days.
He's the offensive person on the planet.
He is Rich Ned Flanders from The Simpsons, okay? And they said that he had a car with a rooftop dog container on it, and that he was He gave someone a wedgie in high school. I mean, it was pathetic.
It's stuff
that,
true.
Just anything that they could come up with. Oh, you see, Mitt Romney was such a bully. But here, you know, psychologists will talk about projection, right? When you put onto others what you yourself are doing or thinking. Joe Scarborough is, unintentionally, I think, here, a master of projection in his analysis of the Herschel Walker situation.
It doesn't matter to voters, or at least to the leadership, I should say, of the Republican Party, who said none of that matters. We think he can win. We like him. He's famous. We love him in the state. He won us a national championship and a Heisman Trophy. We're with Herschel, come hell or high water.
Yeah, despite all the lies, despite lying about working for law enforcement, despite lying about graduating. No, he's not. And they know he's not fit to serve. They want the vote. They want the power. That's all it's about.
All it's about is power. That's interesting coming from the party that, as you put it out, has Fetterman and has Joe Biden, whom you and apparently roughly, let's call it 3 out of 4 members of our audience with my unscientific poll agree, is not even going to be able to run again because he's not fit to serve. I think he's not fit to serve. I think they don't care. I think what we've seen all along here is they'll support, I mean, to your point about Teddy Kennedy, to the point about Fetterman, to the point about Joe Biden, to the point about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was, I mean, never mind the classified information.
Go back to Bill Clinton. The guy is having sexual congress with an intern. In the Oval
well
Office.
Well done with the euphemism and the double entendre, by the way.
Thank
well
you. And so the idea that you're going to lecture me or anyone else out there about voting for Herschel Walker, again, if I'm a Georgian, this is not a tough call. You need to get the vote. We already gave away 2 seats in January of 21, and it's going to be tight. And this is why they've spent $60 million attacking Herschel Walker with everything they've got. And here's the truth, Buck. Herschel Walker, Georgians know him. So all the ads that you're running about him, everything else, they've known him since he was a kid, 18 years old, and he went to the University of Georgia. And he's not perfect. Just like anybody else out there in your own life, if you were running, they would go through every single thing you've ever done. If you were about to win and you were about to take away any of their power, and they would try and destroy you. That's what they do.
I need to see when, you know, the Clay Travis presidential campaign one day, it's October of 20-something, 2050. That would probably be pretty far out, but you get what I'm saying.
I'll be dead. I'll be dead long before
Mr. then. Mr. Clay Travis, is it true that you are a great supporter of the First Amendment and boobs? And they'd like run this ad against you all over. You know, everybody's got a thing that the libs are going to come after them on. I mean, that would just be funny, of course. But, you know, everybody's got a thing that come after you
on. I bet a lot of guys are like me, Buck, when that Brett Kavanaugh thing happened. I talked to my wife and I was like, I bet I tried to make out with somebody who didn't want to make out with me when I was a teenager. I just may stun everyone out there, but
the three most important moments of political revelation in my adult life have been 9/11, because of everything and the impact, obviously, but 9/11 and that recognition of the enemies we have in the world, the Kavanaugh destruction attempt. I really think that was the soul of the Democrats on display, and it was rotten and fetid and grotesque. And COVID. Yep. I think those three, you know, Trump, amazing what he did to beating Hillary. But those three things I will never forget, and they have actually shifted my core political philosophy in ways that have really changed things in some ways.
For me, Buck, the Kavanaugh hearings, you were a conservative growing up. You've had the same political beliefs, good for you, your whole life. I shift, right? Like, I was a moderate. I watched the Kavanaugh hearings and I said, I can't support anybody in the Democrat Party after watching what they did to Brett Kavanaugh in that hearing. That changed my...
They
I was
knew
kind
they
of
were
an independent
lying.
Libertarian. That made me a Republican.
They knew they were lying. They knew they were lying in front of millions and millions of people. They were trying to ritually humiliate and destroy a man in front of his wife and his children and the whole country, and they didn't care one bit. They were the remorseless, sadistic mob. That is what the Democrats were in the Kavanaugh hearings. Nobody should ever allow themselves to forget what happened there.
Just think, about the idea of being quizzed based on what was written in your high school yearbook.
And you know who was one of the worst of all the people? Kamala Harris. One of the worst people. She got a promotion, everybody. A promotion.
100% right. That's what they're trying to do to Herschel. They're trying to Brett Kavanaugh him because they don't want him in office. Don't let them win. Go and support Herschel Walker. He's going to win. If you own a business, there may be a refund in your future, a tax refund. If your business has five or more employees managed to make it through COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you get your business's refund money? Well, you go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in a little-known payroll tax refund. They do all the work, no charges up front, just share a percentage of the cash they get with you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you as well. Here's how you do it. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. Payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Rolling through the second hour of the program. Going to get to a few of your calls here momentarily. But as we were talking about Herschel Walker, I wanted to make sure you understand exactly how vile these attacks are that are raining down on Herschel Walker right now. This clip is from, Whoopi Goldberg on The View. No big surprise here. She says the only reason Herschel Walker got the nomination was because of his skin color. Listen.
It's not the best they have to offer, but it's all they're giving. And that should tell you something. They didn't even try to find somebody who was at least had the idea of how to take care of the people in Georgia. They just said, oh, get somebody black in there. Get who do you know? Oh, yeah, get him.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
That's what it feels like.
That's what I mean. How else can you explain it?
I mean, this is such an insult to have a black woman diminishing Herschel Walker entirely to the color of his skin, particularly when it's Democrats who are actually the party that regularly says, I mean, this is what Joe Biden did with his Supreme Court justice. He said, I'm going to pick a black woman, and didn't allow any other options out there. Herschel Walker is one of the most popular and esteemed people in the state of Georgia, beloved for decades. And he, Herschel, did, stepped up for Donald Trump, a longtime friend of his. I think Herschel would tell us if he were on here right now. We'll get him on again soon. We've had him on the show a bunch. Herschel would say that when he saw his friend Donald Trump being unfairly attacked, he felt compelled to speak out. And that's how he ended up in politics. If Trump doesn't get involved in politics, I don't think Herschel ever really steps to the forefront and feels compelled to speak out like he did. And that's why everybody out there, particularly everybody in Georgia, has to stand behind Herschel here as he is under fire. We got a lot of people who want to weigh in with a variety of calls. Johnny in Utah, where'd you move to? Johnny in Ohio.
I was going to say, Special Agent Johnny Utah? Yeah. Is he calling in from the
that's
beach?
That's exactly what Johnny I was Utah. Thinking, Johnny Utah.
Johnny
sorry,
Utah.
Sorry, Johnny, I apologize.
Hey, no worries. It's all good.
What you got for us?
Yeah, you're on radio. There's a couple million people listening.
Did I rattle him with the Johnny Utah reference?
Hanging out with Special Agent Johnny Utah, man. He's going to catch the Point Break any moment. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, anyway, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg got her job because of looks. They couldn't have been looking for her. But real quick, I moved from California to Ohio, and I did all the math prior to leaving, and it was like 28% cheaper for me to move here. And now that everything has changed, a lot of people here are still in shock because of, oh, the prices are going up. And in California, it was already like that. So yeah.
Cost of living. Thank you. Thank you, Donnie.
Great stat for you, Buck.
Cost of living is something that I think now people have thought more about because of COVID, Clay, and the mobility that happened during that period. A lot of people just got out of some of the blue Stalinist COVID enclaves and experienced Tennessee, experienced North Carolina, experienced Florida, Texas. And they're like, oh, wow, these places have amazing everything and they're a lot cheaper.
Crazy stat. From the time California became a state in 1850 until 2020, the state gained population every year. 2020, it loses. 2021, it loses. 2022, it loses. Cost plus COVID. Rob in Salt Lake City, what you got for us? We love Salt Lake City. Appreciate everybody listening out there.
Well, I got to say, that last caller, I wish I had a cool handle like Johnny Utah. Love the movie. Hey, guys, I listen to you guys all the time. Love the show. Figured I'd stir the pot a little bit. Between driving every day, I fill my day up with listening to you guys and your buddy Jesse Kelly. So with that in mind, Clay, my question is mainly for you. Is how much crap does Jesse give you for not putting your money where your morals are as far as the sports go and giving it all up?
Yeah, you know, first of all, Jesse's got a great show. Although he did order $75 tequila shots that cost me a great deal of money and tried to claim that he did it because he didn't have another drink and he actually had an old fashioned that I was also paying for, just for the record. Look, we've talked about this sometimes, Buck. I made the decision. First of all, I love sports. And I think when you love something, you either make the decision, I am going to stand and fight for the sports that I love to try to make them appeal to everyone, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever they are. Or you say, throw up the deuces, say peace out, and I abandon interest. I understand both sides. I'm fighting to try to make sports sane. I haven't been willing to leave.
So I don't love it enough to fight for it. So it's easy for me to say, I don't think that conservatives should support those things, but you're on the inside and you don't want to give the aircraft carrier or the battleship to the left, so you're not giving up the fight. By the way, you get an Under Siege vibe. That was a great movie.
That was a great movie. Johnny Utah.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to the Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.